It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center and the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. I'll be with you all season long, whether you like it or not, as your play-by-play announcer for high school football in the Thumb region. One of the best seasons of all time. It's not spring, it's not summer, it's not fall, it's not winter. It's football season. Join us on the phone today is the leader of the Bad Axe Hatchets, Mark Minetti, in his second year at the helm in Bad Axe, the maize and blue. Not my favorite colors, however, they have 404 students registered with the MHSAA, making them one of the larger schools in the region, as well as the Greater Thumb West. After the break, we'll be meeting up with Coach Mark Minetti on the phone to find out what's been going on the practice field thus far of the Bad Axe Hatchets trying to rebound a little bit after a struggle on the gridiron last year. Stick around on the Coach's Corner on WLEW.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. With their selection, you'll be tweeting all night. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone for only $1.49 each. Get a hot dog or small fry, just 99 cents. Drive through or dine in, chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe. And save even more with Chiller's coupons on thumbnet.net.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
I am on the phone with the leader of the Bad Axe Hatchets, Mark Minetti, is on the phone with us on the Coach's Corner. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing, Clark?
I'm not too bad. Football season right around the corner, so of course you're in a good mood. Well, let's get right into it. Let's look at last year's season. Well, you got a win on the board at 1-8, defeating Bay City All Saints. Shine them out, in fact, too. But other than that, it was kind of a rebuilding year for Bad Axe. What were your thoughts last year?
Oh, we were a new coaching staff coming in, trying to put things in that we wanted to, so we knew it was going to be a rebuilding year, and that's exactly what it was.
All right. Well, looking at this year, who in particular, what were some big losses from graduation this past year?
Well, we lost Spencer Kelly. He's been a four-year starter on the varsity for the Hatchets, and he'll be missed at the fullback spot and the linebacker spot. And then Brett Metzger played halfback and defensive line for us last year. He'll be missed. And they're pretty much key players that we lost last year. And Dan Brown was another one who played tight end for us and defensive end and was a pretty good athlete. So that's what we lost last year, and we'll have to make up for them people.
And in particular, who's coming back that's going to be a stronghold on both sides of the ball?
Well, the first thing we did this year, we got our numbers up. We're up to 28 kids on the varsity, and Ben Braden will be the quarterback, and we're looking for some big things out of him. Phil Delpierre, he's a senior. We moved him back to the fullback spot. Nick Crotchin, a junior, will be running the halfback for us and linebacker on defense, and we've got a whole slew of running backs that are pretty good. Dylan White was there for us last year playing corner and halfback, Seth Geiger. So we feel pretty comfortable with that group, and plus we picked up one kid. His name's Mitch Kennedy. He's been really showing some things in practice, so we're pretty happy with that part right now.
And Ben Braden was your starting quarterback all last year, correct?
Yes. He'd been injured a couple times and had to sit out a few games.
Well, I must say, 28 players, that's the largest squad in the area thus far from what I've found out, so props to that. Most squads are looking at a solid 10 to 12 people less, so that should help down the road.
Well, we hope to. I mean, we hope it does. We get a tough start to the season this year going against Harbor Beach, so we'll need to you know, as many as we can have, you know, we'd like to have the numbers up, and we're happy that they're that high, and should be able to give some kids a rest instead of playing them on the field the whole night.
It's time to take a quick break on the Coach's Corner on WLIW Bad Axe Edition with Mark Minetti on the phone. We'll be back with more with the head coach of the Hatchets right after this.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose. So make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Come to More Motor Sales in Caro for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at More Motor Sales, M81 in Carroll.
We're on the phone with Bad Axe Hatchets head coach Mark Minetti. Looking at the schedule now, like you said, you start off home against Harbor Beach, home against Vassar, home against Reese. Three big games to start out the season, two of them league play. Let's take a walk us through that.
Well, against Harbor Beach, you know that everybody's looking for them to possibly run the table and go all the way to the state championship, so they're one of the best teams in the thumb. So we just got to be ready to go after them. We're not going to lay down. So, and then we start off against Vassar, who's another team that made the playoffs last year. I mean, he has phenomenal numbers over there. Last year, I think he had somewhere in the vicinity of 40 kids on the team at varsity. And then, of course, Reese, everybody knows what they do year in and year out. Baylor does a good job with them. So, them are three tough games, and we're hoping to, you know, be competitive in all of them.
Well, absolutely. Then you're on the road for two games in weeks 4 and 5 at Cass City and at Bay City All Saints. Those should be two pretty good games there.
Yeah, we think we can compete for them games, and we'll do everything we can. Cass City's usually got a pretty good, solid crew of kids. I haven't heard too much about them. Scott's back, so good coach, and I'm sure he'll be ready for us, and we'll be ready for him. And then after that, the next game we play, who was that?
Bay City All Saints. It's pretty easy when I have the whole schedule in front of me.
Yeah. I don't know nothing about Bay City this year. Last year we beat them pretty good, and hopefully we can continue to do the same.
And one thing to note here is your last home game for the season is the last weekend of September. September 28th, you're home against USA, then three straight away games to finish the season at Memphis, at Lakers, at Ubley. Take us through those last four.
USA, we jumped out on a pretty good lead last year, and we kind of just gave the game up, and they came back and took it away from us. This year, we've got to learn to play a game from start to finish and get the win. So we're hoping that one will change around for us. And then as you continue on down the schedule, any one of them will be on the road, and any one of them games there with Lakers, Ubley, and Memphis, we're looking to win all of them. So that's pretty much all I can say about that.
So we're a little over a week into practice, and what's been the feel so far? How's practice been going?
Kids are excited. They're working hard, and seems like a different attitude there right now. And we'll see what happens the first game.
And what's the most exciting part for you this year, having been the second year here in Bad Axe as the head coach? Are you feeling that the momentum is shifting in your favor, that there's winning ways in the future for Bad Axe?
Well, we hope, number one, like I said, the big thing was to get the numbers up, and that goal we achieved, and now we just have to get a lot of them are our first-year players. So we got to get them ready to play football, and they seem to be doing a good job right now, and we'll just see when the season gets rolling here how we fare out.
Now, when you say first-year players, do you mean first-year ever playing football or first-year in high school playing?
No, first-year ever playing high school football.
Well, that's exciting getting them in this program, at least.
Yes, it is.
And do you think you'll see a lot of playing time out of some of those players?
Oh, yes, I definitely do. There's some that will be starting.
Well, fantastic. Well, best of luck to you, Mark Minetti, head coach of the Bad Axe Hatchets. Thank you for being on the Coach's Program, Coach's Corner program with us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That is going to wrap up today's edition of the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. The Bad Axe Hatchets play host to the Harbor Beach Pirates in Week 1 on August 24th on Friday, right around the corner, as their first three home games are, in fact, at home. We still have plenty more Coach's Corners on the docket until the football season is officially underway. You can catch them after the noon extended news on AM 1340 every weekday, and then after the 6 p.m. extended news on AM 1340 radio, the voice and the choice of the upper thumb. For the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports, I'm Clark Ramsey. We'll see you next time.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.